Good evening, everyone. Tyson, Bench Clear Media. Happy to be with you for the delayed Thursday show. Sorry about that. I was going to try to grind out the show last night after my parent interviews that are all virtual by phone. But after the 29th parent phone call, I didn't have enough in me to re-record and be fresh for you guys. So I thought I'd wait till Friday night. I'm really excited for the show, though. It's jam-packed. Some good information. I think you guys are going to really like it. I put a lot of time into the resources rookie cards. I put in some time for our graded card breakdown. We've kind of been talking about the graded cards and my little rant from last show. Kind of thought it'd give us more perspective in terms of the value of the different graded cards. But again, thanks for being with me. Thanks for tuning in the show. Again, the show is sponsored by Queen City Breaks. Harrison Irving, the guy I've been breaking a lot of Bowman Chrome. I took my shot with the Nationals with them this week. Got one nice auto. Not the guy I was looking for, but still a lot of fun. Go check them out in Facebook group, Queen City Breaks. Again, mentioned behind the numbers, you get $10 off your first break with them. So take advantage of that discount. Some good prices. Bowman Chrome is quite affordable if you're a baseball guy. So definitely check that out. So let's get to the headlines to start with the week overall. Stafford looked good. Robert Woods had a really good game. A lot of volume for him. Cup looked good as usual. But the big headline is that Russell Wilson was injured. Geno Smith came in. Geno played pretty well. But Russell Wilson's already had surgery, it sounds like, and we're going to have Dr. Waters Banker on Monday to kind of give us some more, shed some light on that injury and what to expect in terms of his timeline. Early reports were a few weeks, so like 3 to 4, maybe. We'll kind of see what that looks like, but it's a big hobby injury. So we'll definitely get you some information on that on Monday's show as more information comes. And we'll also update to, and just the other guys as they're starting to come back. Tua is coming past his IR time this week, so this should be the last week that he's supposed to be out, but we'll see if he's getting ready with his cracked ribs or not. But the other thing I just have note from that game, I thought DK, even with Wilson out, was very dominant, as kind of showed his receiver one ability. Again, with the DK, is just, can he do that consistently? He just seems to show up for some games and some games he doesn't. It's kind of been his pattern over the last couple of years. I'd like to see him assert himself, being that guy over the middle. He's got the my ball mentality. He's got the deep ball, but just that every down, hitting the short routes and the deep routes. I think he has the ability to be a receiver one. He's a guy I do like putting some money into for his cards. I just think he has the size that you just never can see. So if he can put that all together, I do think that he's a guy that will continue to grow if he keeps having that solid quarterback set up in Seattle. So DK did look good. So I'm hoping he can kind of build on that. Hopefully Russell being out doesn't kind of stall that a bit, but I know Geno's not close to the quarterback Russell Wilson is, but we'll see how that goes. So kind of get into the product review. Still waiting on Mosaic. Still no release date. I can't find anything yet still. So if you do see something, let me know. I've been looking daily trying to figure out when that's coming out. Like I said, it's been quite delayed. We had Origins come out. We had that Leaf Metal come out, the Pro Set Metal. Collegiate National Treasures comes out on the 20th. Absolute still coming on the 22nd. Again, Kaboom's the big chase for that. Very interesting, though. A couple product notes for you guys. It's really interesting to see that a lot of Donruss inserts are going above base rookies. That's been quite different to notice. The different rookies they have. The rookies is one of them. The hot, red hot rookies. The gridiron inserts. There's one more around the world inserts. Anyways, there's like 4 or 5 inserts that seem to be selling just a bit more than the base cards. I think it's interesting to note. So just kind of keep an eye on that. Let's see how those cards grade if they do end up getting graded. Just as a quick rundown of how the rookies are doing in terms of their prices. Kind of had some pullbacks still on some guys. A couple guys are up based on their performance. But first off, Trevor Lawrence, $8 to $14 for his base rookie card. I think it's a great buy. He's down 30% still from last week. So the group was down 30% last week. Now he alone is down 30%. His Marvels card, the one we were talking about in the show that was up for bid, one sold for $1,400. So there's a good bar for that nice SSP insert of him. That's a pretty cool card. That is my favorite insert. I do like that more in downtown. I'm a little bit different than most when it comes to the inserts. Justin Fields, 550 to 11. It's kind of his range right now. He's also down 30%. His rookie foil out of 100 recently just sold for 263. Mac Jones, 19 to 24. He's almost double Trevor Lawrence's rookie base card right now. And rightfully so. I mean, he looks phenomenal. He's been very impressive. And I can't overstate that. I'm really surprised at how well he's doing this early. But, you know, I still think Lawrence is a buy at his price. I think he shouldn't be half of Mac Jones, but Mac Jones is earning that value and his cards are holding true. So if you're looking at some mini Donruss breaks right now, some Donruss retail breaks, Patriots are still third or fourth priced on the price list. So take advantage of that. There's value there. He is the top quarterback in value right now, regardless of how you feel of his long-term approach. He is the top guy. So he had a downtown sell for $1,100 and one for $1,800 within a week. So someone got a steal there. Someone might have overpaid there, but that's kind of the range of his downtowns. Trey Lance, 8 to 12. He's down just 10% all. No, sorry, I didn't mention, but Mac Jones is up 10% from his last week. So he had a little bit of growth based on his performance against Tampa Bay, I bet. Silver Optic for Lance, 150. Zach Wilson, 5 to 14. He's up 10%. Had a good game last week. Look to build on that in London this week. I'm really interested to see how he does in London against the Falcons. Another pretty good matchup for him to kind of take another step forward. So he could have two nice little games in a row to kind of get the hobby's attention. It's kind of, we've been hoping he'd be a little better. He had a really rough start. So it's good to see him have a little bit of success. Ja'Marr Chase, 5 to 8, about to say the same. His gold foil sold for 70. Devonta Smith had a great week last week, over 100 yards rushing, receiving, 3 to 7. Now he's up 15% from his previous week, so a little bump on his value. Downtown for him, has been there two of them, 270, or sorry, three of them, was 275, 440, and 475 in three downtown sell this week. So pretty good range there with just about an average of 400. Jalen Waddle's down a bit, $1 to $4 for his rookie, down 20%. Pitts is down quite a bit, hasn't been doing much, $1 to $4 for his, down 30%. And lastly, Najee Harris, $3 to $6 for his rookie right now, down 10%. So yeah, I mean, like I said, just really interesting the Donruss to see those inserts sell so well. So if you do get some of those inserts, probably I would just advise selling those raw. I'm not sure the long-term game with those. I'm just a little surprised to see that they're above the base right now. I think it has to do with just there's a lot of base out there, obviously, and the inserts are harder to find. So people are still trying to grab those up. So might be a good, just a good time to get unload those if you're not interested in the inserts, even though they are pretty cool cards. Just a quick mention. We talked about last Thursday, the MVP opportunities out of MGM. Just kind of in that realm of how big last week was. I mean, it's a big win for Kyler. He was the top, the best odds for MVP going to last week. And then having that win over Stafford, I think that's big. Both those guys are in the running. And then this week we have Patrick Mahomes against Josh Allen that are both top five in within the MVP race. So another big matchup there. You know, Russell Wilson takes a hit in his MVP chances with his injury. Derek Carr takes a hit with their performance on Monday night. So right now, you know, I think kind of look at that list we talked about last week. I think Herbert, Rodgers, Allen, Mahomes, Brady, Stafford with their win last week, and Murray are still kind of all in the running. Those guys are all playing well and on winning teams, so there's a good shot for them. You know, Lamar Jackson is a dark horse. You know, Lamar Jackson, they've really rallied from their loss of Monday night. They could be undefeated right now. I think that first loss is really kind of kind of swayed our view of the Ravens and with all their injuries, but they've won since. They barely beat the Lions, but still wins a win in the NFL. You just got to get them done. And this week they have the Colts at home. The Colts are banged up. They're kind of losing some key offensive linemen. So Lamar Jackson could be sitting in a nice 4-1 and very, very good spot. So he kind of a nice little dark horse. He's got some good odds for him on MVP. So definitely a guy to consider as well. So coming off that graded card rant, I did went through and I just pulled Justin Herbert Prism rookie cards, and I pulled them for SGC, FCG, HGA, CSG, BGS, and PSA. It's kind of funny to go through all those and hear all those different initials. But the SGC's 9 is $80. AGC, SGC 9.5, 125. The 10 is selling for 290. So you kind of see the growth there for SGC. 980 up to 10 for 290. I think 9.5 is a more common grade you'd get from them, so 125. FCG, $90 for their 9. It's their only sale, so that's the only one to really compare. So they don't have enough data yet. That's still one of probably the newest. So I give some time and see what some of the 9.5s come back for them or higher. HGA, 8.5, 66. HGA, 980. HGA, 9.5 for 180. No HGA 10s have sold recently. CSG, 8.5, 68. CSG 972, CSG 9.5 between 120 and 225, one sold for 275. So kind of a wide range on CSG 9.5s. I do think some of that is the CSG believers were willing to pay the premium, but how many believers are there maybe? Or it was just kind of interesting there, or maybe somebody got a really cheap one to just nobody was noticing because it was CSG. But I, you know, kind of, I just give it kind of about a 200-ish on their 9.5 for value. You got BGS 9, 132, BGS 9.5, 230 to 260. And then lastly, PSA 9, 175, PSA 10, 535. So going through that, obviously we know PSA is the highest value. There's no arguing that. PSA 10, 535 is double of anybody we read. BGS 9.5 is 260. So it's right at half. That's half of a PSA 10. But then after PSA 10, though, it is get relatively close. You look at PSA 9, 175, BGS 9, 132, CSG 9.5 is about 120. So you can kind of see that BGS 9 and PSA 9 are kind of the top end of the other companies. HGA's 9.5 is 180. SGC 10 kind of has some value there. They've kind of commanded some good value at 290, but still, seeing 290 for a company's 10 versus PSA 10's 535, you kind of see why people are still heavy into PSA and people are paying the premium for PSA. It's just a matter of the time. Like, you know, if PSA can ever get in the situation where they're actually getting caught up and getting people their cards at a decent time, then yeah, they're going to be the staple and they're still going to be the go-to for value. But these other companies are making a bit of strides. I think the only thing that's concerning is seeing some of these companies' 9s and 9.5s all sell for less than raw. So, you know, a raw card for Herbert right now, if you go buy a Prism raw Herbert rookie, it's $100. And so you can see that would put the SGC 9, SGC 9.5, FCG 9, HGA 8 and 9, CSG 8.5, 9, and 9.5, all at basically the grading didn't help the card in the sense that, like, even the 120, like the CSG 9.5 was 120-ish. One of them sold for that. The raw is 100. You paid more than $20 for your shipping and grading. You're at a loss. So that's the one thing that's concerning if you're sending to these other companies and the card's not in great condition. Even being slab, sure, that's good for you. But in terms of value, it's not going to be good for you in the long run. So, I mean, all in all, I think that's just good for you guys to get some perspective in terms of the different values per across the board. I was a little bit, you know, I wasn't surprised by these numbers. I knew PSA would be much higher. I think that seeing that some of these newer companies are actually challenging BGS a bit closer than I thought they would be, like a BGS 9 for 132, you got HGA like 9 was between 80 and 90. So I mean they're pretty close. But you know, even BGS 9 is pretty close to lose, it's losing your money. So just really interesting. The grading, you have to be very selective in your grading. If you're grading for selling, that's how it comes back to PSA subbers or guys that are experienced or you being really good at yourself, just maximizing your value. Because if you're sending in cards that are going to get a 9.5 or less, it's going to be basically a wash, if not a loss. So just be really careful on what you submit and what you grade now, because obviously with the grading fees and all those things now, it's making it harder and harder for us to just send cards in to get graded for fun or to slab. Just sometimes almost doesn't make sense. So anyways, any comments you have guys on that, please put in the show notes. Again, follow me at numbers_behind. Feel free to mention me on Twitter if you have questions or anything you want to chat about, or even in the video. Happy to get back to you. I like the interactions. Really appreciate it. So we'll go right into the buy and sell segment. So we have, first off, we do have, I'm going to go kind of through real quick. There's a couple of the guys that we have been buying. We have Lance, Jamar Chase, Cooper Kupp, Burrow, Lawrence, and Ruggs are guys I've mentioned as buys the last couple of weeks. So I just wanted to mention those so you guys kind of know who I'm saying buying, so you can kind of see the misses and the hits. So definitely want to keep you updated on who I am suggesting. But the guys this week that I'm on, I really think Saquon. I think Saquon's starting to kind of get in the rhythm a bit. The Giants have shown a little bit of life with their team. Daniel Jones is playing a little bit better. So we'd like to see what he can do. This week's pretty big for them against the Cowboys. So I'm watching Saquon in terms of, I think he's a good buy. Devonta Smith, he's still relatively, he grew a little bit in his Donruss base, but I mean, he has comparisons of Marvin Harrison coming out, and I do kind of see it. He's a very good route runner. He's creating separation. He's catching contested balls for the, you know, the lack of size that he has. And I like what I see. I think he's a very polished receiver, and I think he can be very productive if the quarterback play, him and Hurts, continue to gel well. So a couple of long shot for you, you know, take a look at Dwayne Haskins cards. Dwayne Haskins is in 2019 Prism. So he's in that class back there with, I believe, yeah, Drew Locke and all those guys. He's just a guy that, you know, he's with the Steelers right now. Big Ben's not playing well. If the Steelers continue to lose, they kind of know what they have with Mason Rudolph. He's just kind of a typical backup quarterback. I could see them giving Haskins a run maybe at the end to see if they have anything with them before they start the rebuild to the quarterback position for their franchise. So there might be a little bump for him just if he starts at the end of the year. But Dwayne Haskins might be a guy you could grab for cheap, and he might get an opportunity to play for a pretty big franchise and might be able to make a nice little flip on that if you're looking to that. And the last guy I'll mention is A.J. Dillon. He actually split carries straight down the middle last week with Aaron Jones. I just think that, again, as the weather gets colder and the Packers lean more on the run, he's going to be a part of it. Just a big, strong guy. Kind of, you know, he's not built like Henry. Henry's much taller, but he is definitely as strong and big as Henry. But I just think he's a guy that will be a very good guy down the stretch that could kind of grow in the hobby. So take a look at A.J. Dillon. Some of my sells last week, I had Hurts. The last couple weeks have been Hurts, Wentz, CEH, CMC, and Winston. Does sound like CMC's coming back quicker than we thought, so that's good. CEH has been playing well since I said sell, but I still think that long-term running back, I just don't see him being a dominant running back in the league. I think he's just in a great situation. But for this week, you know, I'm thinking watch out for that Tua bubble for him coming back from injury. I think I would sell once I got excitement of him coming back. You know, Dolphins, they're probably going to lose this week against Tampa Bay, be 1-4. He'll come back into a losing team that's pretty frustrated, and I think it just kind of ugly there. So I'm a little bit concerned about Tua, so I'd be selling him. And then Julio Jones, I miss him kind of week one, week two, I believe. I'm still selling him. He's out again this week. It just seems like he's just kind of unraveling. I don't see us seeing the Julio of old ever again. And I just think that he's just kind of coming to the end of his career. And I don't see any growth in his cards as of right now. So I definitely would be getting off of Julio. So we do have our vintage cards spotlight. I did have a good friend, Jared Rosen, submit a Tobin Rote 1956 top set. So I'm going to share my screen with those of you guys watching the video. If you are listening to the podcast, I'm just going to talk about the set just a little bit, and we will keep on rolling. All right. So it's a Tobin Rote here. It's against a 1956 top set. You can see these cards here. This one's pretty off-centered, but just a very cool looking vintage card, really. It's got the nice little Packers logo at the top right corner. They have a solid color background of not colors you would suspect, like red. Some guys are green, some are blue. Tobin Rhodes, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, if you didn't know. Not really a common name. But the set has 121 total cards in it. There's also a Lenny Moore rookie in it. And then when I searched 1956 top sets, a Gale Sayers rookie came up, but I don't believe he's in this set. I think it's a different subset. But that Gale Sayers, he is in that 1956 class, you could say, it sounds like. And his PSA 7 rookie went for $980. So, you know, again, if you do have a vintage card to submit, I'd love to see it. Please make sure to just tweet at me on Twitter at numbers_behind. And I'd love to just show your card and talk about it. But it's been fun kind of seeing all these different cards sent to me from friends and followers of the show, and just giving them a chance to show them off. And I think this is a pretty dang cool one. So 1956 top set, Tobin Rote. So yeah, we'll kind of change off of that here as we keep on going. Did have to mention, and I am wearing my Jalen Smith jersey, and I know he was released by the Cowboys. I did wear that today just because I really like the story of Jalen, just because, you know, unfortunately, if you don't remember his story, he was a top five, top six draft pick coming out of Notre Dame in the bowl game, his last college game of his career, had a very bad, like one of the worst knee injuries you can have. And the Dallas took a chance on him, pretty basically gave him a year off, worked him back in. He was productive for a couple of years, and the knee's starting to go on him again. He's starting not to be productive, but I just really, you know, admire the talent that he had, and unfortunate that he lost it the way he did, but I've just always been a fan of him and the way he came back, and just it's kind of his voice has always been a good one to listen to. So I am wearing that as a respect of Jalen Smith, you could say. And again, I want to mention my sponsor, Queen City Breaks. You also can follow them on Instagram at queencity_breaks. But those guys, again, a lot of great breaks, the single box breaks, case breaks, all different sports. Check them out. Mention Behind the Numbers. You'll get $10 off your break. You find them on their Facebook group is where they break. They break live usually daily. I would say probably at least three, four times a week. And they usually do in the evening, so they're kind of outside your working hours. So check them out. Facebook group, Queen City Breaks. All right. So finishing up, guys, just going to talk about who I'm watching for week four in terms of the hobby. I'm watching Daniel Jones. I have to watch him. He is playing the Cowboys. He put up a nice game last week in their win. He has, as Rathburn mentioned, he has had pretty consistent yardage. I'm still concerned about his turnovers. I do think winning is important for quarterbacks as well. Even if he plays well and they lose against Dallas, it's still not great for his hobby value. Being 1-5 in New York is not going to give you much followers. But I'm interested to see how he does. I want to see if they turn a corner here. The Giants win this game, it can make things interesting in the NFC East. If they lose this game, Dallas keeps distancing themselves from the pack. Stephon Diggs, I'm just watching him. He's had a slow start. He's Josh Allen's number one guy. It's probably going to be somewhat of a shootout type game against Kansas City. And I just think that Diggs is kind of looking for that breakout game to get back into the fantasy, graces of fans and his fantasy owners for football. So I'm watching Stephon Diggs. Zach Wilson, again, playing that early game in London. I'm going to be checking him out, seeing if he can follow up his good performance last week in their win against Tennessee. Keep getting that momentum for him and his rookie card and his rookie value. Hurts versus Carolina D. Again, we talked about on Monday how well he played against Kansas City in terms of answering the bell of the shootout that Mahomes always creates. And he did well, had great numbers. But Carolina is a different beast. Their defense is really good. Their front seven and corners are good. So he's going to be pressured and have to be very accurate. So I'm really interested to see how he does. If he really falters next week, I just think that kind of keeps illustrating his lack of passing ability, which I think is going to literally limit his ceiling in terms of the hobby, in terms of what he can do. And lastly, I'm going to be checking out Lawrence. I think lots going on with Jacksonville. We won't get into the Urban Meyer situation, but a lot's going on there. But I am watching him because he is kind of getting finally a nice, easier matchup against the Titans. They've been kind of diced up by a lot of teams offensively. Wilson got him last week. And I just want to see if Lawrence can get going off his good performance against the Bengals, whose defense isn't too bad. So I will be checking out Lawrence to see if he can take advantage of that matchup. And just kind of closing for the week. Games of note for week four. Definitely, like I said, Giants and Dallas. Dallas is a 7-point favorite, but again, it's a big game for Dak and Dallas to kind of continue to get that division locked in. And I think it's also a big game for Daniel Jones to see if he is kind of making strides and if he is taking a step forward or not. Green Bay at Cincinnati is a very interesting game. Cincinnati is at home. They're 3-point underdog. Just kind of seeing if they're for real or not. They've kind of put some games together. They've looked pretty good. Can they play off the big guys, Green Bay? And Green Bay is a very respectable team, top team in the league. So see what Cincinnati's made of is big for them. Denver at Pitt, a very interesting line. Pittsburgh's underdog by one. So I think that's just really interesting to me, just seeing with Denver having the quarterback injuries and whatnot. I think being favored at Pitt kind of says a lot about what people think about Pitt. So I'm going to be checking that game out. Again, Philly at Carolina, I told you why I'm watching that for Hurts. Again, if Darnold keep things going after the, even though he lost his first game, but I still think a win against Philly puts him at 4-1, gets Darnold some love, some hoppy momentum as well. Bears at Las Vegas. I'm really worried about Vegas's pass rush. They have a pretty good pass rush for Fields. So we'll see what happens there. But Vegas is favored by 5.5. Just kind of interested to see if the Raiders can bounce back or if the Bears will keep kind of stretching forward. They do have a couple injuries, so I think the Bears are a bit undermanned. Cleveland at the Chargers is a very interesting game. Chargers coming off that big win against Las Vegas. Can they keep the momentum going, take a win against Cleveland, who's Cleveland's probably been one of the better all-around teams in the league this year so far. So very interested to see what happens there. And then San Fran at Arizona, just obviously seeing what happens with the quarterback situation with San Fran. Arizona's in a position to go 5-0 and really get themselves in a great position in that division with some big wins in the division. So I'm very interested in that one. And then lastly, the Sunday night game is going to be the one of the week for sure. Buffalo at KC, get Josh Allen, get Mahomes. It's going to be incredible. So I'm really looking forward to that game. I think that'll be a big hobby game. Like I said, really want to see if Diggs gets back on track. Because a lot of people have been waiting for him to be a lot better than he has been based on his performance from last year. So, again, guys, follow me at numbers_behind. Appreciate the support. Following the show. Keep growing the show. Keep growing the community that we have. And check out all of Bench Clear's content. We got great content coming out at you all the time. Ty and the guys at Bench Clear, just really appreciate you guys supporting the hobby because we love it. But have a great week. Enjoy the football games. I'll see you guys on Monday.